October 28th through November 3rd, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Be thou an example of the believers. Sometimes it's helpful to approach your scripture study with one or more questions in mind. Invite the Spirit to guide you to answers as you study and record any inspiration you receive. In the epistles Paul wrote to Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, we get a glimpse into the heart of a servant of the Lord. Unlike Paul's other epistles to entire congregations, these were written to individuals, Paul's close friends and associates in God's work, and reading them is like listening in on a conversation. We see Paul encouraging Timothy and Titus, two leaders of congregations, in their church service. We see him entreating his friend Philemon to forgive a fellow saint and treat him like a brother in the gospel. Paul's words were not addressed to us directly, and he may never have expected that so many people would one day read them. Yet we find in these epistles counsel and encouragement for us, whatever our personal ministry in the service of Christ might be. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. Who were Timothy and Titus? Timothy and Titus had served with Paul on some of his missionary journeys. During their service, they earned Paul's respect and trust. Timothy was later called as a church leader in Ephesus, and Titus was called as a leader in Crete. In these epistles, Paul gave the leaders instructions and encouragement regarding their responsibilities, which included preaching the gospel and calling men to serve as bishops. See also Bible Dictionary, Pauline Epistles, Timothy, and Titus. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 through 16. If I am an example of the believers, I can lead others to the Savior and His gospel. Timothy was relatively young, but Paul knew that he could be a great church leader despite his youth. What counsel did Paul give to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, 10 through 16? How can this counsel help you lead others to the Savior and His gospel? See also Alma 17, 11. 2 Timothy, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy is believed to be the last epistle Paul wrote, and it seems that he knew his time on earth was short. See 2 Timothy 4, 6-8. As you read this epistle, think about how Timothy might have felt knowing that he might soon be without his trusted mentor and leader. What did Paul say to encourage him? What do Paul's words teach you about facing your own trials and fears? 2 Timothy 3. Living the gospel provides safety from the spiritual dangers of the last days. We are living in the last days that Paul spoke of, and the perilous times have come. See 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. As you read 2 Timothy 3, write down the perils of the last days that are mentioned. See also 1 Timothy 4, 1-3. Can you think of examples of these perils in the world around you, or in your own life? How do these perils, like the people described in verse 6, creep into your house and lead you captive? What counsel do you find in 2 Timothy 3 and elsewhere in these epistles that could keep you and your family safe from these spiritual dangers? See, for example, 1 Timothy 1, 3-11, 2 Timothy 2, 15 and 16, and Titus chapter 2, verses 1-8. Philemon. Who was Philemon? Philemon was a Christian who had been converted to the gospel by Paul. He owned a slave named Onesimus, who escaped slavery, met Paul, and converted to the gospel as well. In a letter to Philemon, Paul encouraged his friend to forgive Onesimus and receive him not as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved. See verse 16. Philemon. Followers of Christ forgive one another. Have you ever been in a situation when someone sought your forgiveness? Think about that situation as you read the epistle of Philemon. What did Paul teach Philemon about why he should forgive Onesimus? Are there any messages to you in this epistle? See also 1 Nephi 7, 16-21, Mosiah 26, 30 and 31, and Gospel Topics, Forgiveness, topics.lds.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. While aspects of Paul's counsel for women to dress modestly do not apply to our time, we can all learn from his counsel to adorn ourselves with good works. Your family might enjoy putting together a fashion show with members dressing up in clothing or jewelry labeled with different kinds of good works. What are some good works your family could do this week? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. To help your family members desire to be an example of the believers, consider inviting them to draw pictures of how people have been good examples to them. How have these people inspired us to follow Jesus Christ? President Thomas S. Monson's message, Be Thou an Example, from Ensign Orleahona, November 2015, might give some ideas. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 through 12. Why do you think the love of money is considered the root of all evil? What are the dangers of focusing our lives on money? How can we be content with the blessings we have? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. According to these verses, what blessings come to those who know and study the Scriptures? Perhaps family members could share scriptures they have found to be especially profitable. Philemon chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. What work was Paul willing to do for Onesimus? How is this similar to what the Savior willingly did for us? See also 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6, and Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verses 3 through 5. How can we follow the examples of Paul and the Savior? Improving our teaching. Teach clear and simple doctrine. The gospel is beautiful in its simplicity. See Doctrine and Covenants section 133, verse 57. Rather than trying to entertain your family with lessons requiring much preparation, strive to teach pure and simple doctrine. See 1 Timothy 1, 3-7.